It may strike you as unusual to be called to my private quarters at this hour, but as you will see, I have good reason. I require a royal command performance. I may be your king and you my trusted and loyal servants, but for this eve alone, you are also my guests and my indulgence. Would you care for some wine? One glass for the maiden, whose housekeeping and kitchen craft are second to none. One for the master, soldier at arms, whose swordsmanship is second only to my own. And the third shall be my pleasure. Please, drink and sit. I bring three gifts. The first gift is a secret, the safekeeping of which I expect from you. The second is a request, the fulfillment of which I ask of you. And the third is a guillotine, the promise of which I make to you if my request remains unfulfilled. I recommend that this little secret I'm about to share will be ours alone. Do I make myself clear? Very good. Then I shall speak freely. 'Tis a blessing and a curse, this kingship. I see you types frolic and sing, as free as the birds. You have so little, yet need less. And meanwhile, I am imprisoned in my own tower, bound and burdened by responsibilities which I did not seek. I have much, yet seek that over which money has no sway. It is not what I wish to have, it is what I wish to be. For I lust not for power, but for powerlessness. I wish not to take, but to be taken. And I thirst not for wine, but for drunken abandon. These are no kingly qualities, you might think, but 'tis the truth no less. There, my secret is now told. And so, my young servants, as the ripest and most firm of my staff, I request that you indulge in these desires, and I shall too, vicariously. I shall watch you dance to my song. My desires shall be your command. You shall satisfy my lusts, and I will be the mind, you will be the body. There, my request is now asked. And there, out there within the courtyards, the guillotine whets in sharp contrast. What shall you choose? The soft kiss of obedience or the cutting edge of your pride? Speak your choice, obedience or pride. Good. Now, young swordmaster, kindly undress for me. Let me see your sword. No, not that one, your cock. Undress now. And as he undresses, pretty handmaiden, prepare for him this cock ring. I wish for it to be placed around his cock and his balls, both while he is flaccid. And prepare also these bindings for his wrists, this blindfold for his eyes, this plug to penetrate him, and this lubricating balm to aid with its penetration. Swordmaster, when you are naked, sit and lie back upon the chase, and allow the handmaiden to tighten and secure the cock ring. You may help her. Do this for me now. Handmaiden, when he is ready, bind his wrists to the bed, not so tight that he may suffer, and not so slack that he may resist you. Lie back, swordmaster. Offer your wrists and surrender to her binding. Pretty handmaiden, you are now the master, and he the maid. Take off the undergarments of your sex, pull them down from the mystery within your dress. Step out of them and begin to stroke him with them. hold them to his face so that he might smell your scent. Yes, and now use them to harden his cock. You may stroke it with your hands, wet it with your mouth, and brush it with your undergarment. Arise, swordmaster, harden thy steel, stern and erect, cocksure and brazen. Now, handmaiden, stand above him. Look down upon his face. Show him your peasant cunt and let him ogle. Now squat upon his mouth and finger yourself upon his tongue. You are the wine and he the addict. Take his thirst for you and use it for your pleasure. Yes, handmaiden, pleasure yourself. Handmaiden, now apply the blindfold to his eyes and prepare him for a new dark place. Take his eyes so that you may take the rest of him. And now, handmaiden, spread the lubricating balm onto your hands and begin to caress his cock and his ass. Make his ass as wet as would be the pussy he wishes he had. Massage his hard-on, massage his ass, and with each stroke, push harder upon his ass such that he relaxes and admits you. Take your time, slow and sure. For his resistance may seem strong now, but he will open to you in time. Swordmaster, relax and allow the fingers of this handmaiden to penetrate you. You have penetrated more than enough in your time, but now it is time to allow pleasure to penetrate you. Maiden, place more lubricating balm upon his entrance and also upon the plug for his penetration. When ready, begin to insert it into his asshole. And if he protests too much, rub your undergarments against your sex and then hold them to his mouth. Make him feel sex in his ass and let him taste it upon your undergarments. Do this for him. Yes, young swordsmaster, feel the pleasure of the handmaiden's hands, for soon she will feel the joy of the swordmaster's sword. Handmaiden, it is time for the jousting to begin. You may sit upon him, with your back to him. You may ride his sword as you play with his ass. Fuck him, handmaiden. Ride his hard cock. Take all you can get. Use him and make yourself yell out in pleasure. Take all the time you need to ride to orgasm. And when you and he are done, and he has shot his seed, hold it within you for a moment. Then, allow it to flow back out from your sex and onto his quivering body. Drench his cock with his milk, or his chest, or into his mouth, if he wishes, whichever he so desires. This is my royal command.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.